Welcome to Grounded Presents, a podcast where real women connect with real women. Now here's your host and the founder of Grounded, Dr. Alita V. Ashford.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. A., host of the Grounded Presents podcast. Today, we are here with Ms. Sue Michael Carter, who is the owner of All Dolled Up Accessory. Ms. Carter is also one of the authors on Defining Moments, Stories of Strength, Courage, and Hope. How you doing, Ms. Carter?
I am doing fine, Dr. A. I'm doing fine. A bit rushed this morning, but I'm doing fine.
Well, that's okay. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to spend a little time with us today. Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Ms. Carter, as we in Grounded affectionately call Mama Sue, so you might hear me refer to her as Mama Sue throughout this interview. Is that all right, Mama Sue?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes,
well, let's get right into it. So you recently were a part of the book release for Defining Moments, Stories of Strength, Courage, and Hope, which for others that don't know, is a project that spawned off of Grounded Jeremiah 29:11, and also in collaboration with the Women of Grounded. What can you tell us about that? How was that experience for you?
It was exciting to me. We've been working on it a while, and when I was first asked to be on it, I said no at first, and then I thought about it, and I said, right now, the only thing that I'm trying to do is get well. The only thing on my mind at that time was my experience that I had gone through in rehab. So that's how it came about. But I was excited after I thought about it. You know, at that time I was 77, but at this time in my life to be doing a project on a book, you know, an author, you know, it was just exciting.
It was very exciting. Now, then that helps us kind of, that answers one of the first part of the questions I had, which could you tell us a little about your journey and how you became a writer? And so that kind of answered that. But, you know, even in that, like, what most inspired you to want to take on this project?
Well, I think it was because of Grounded itself, just the word grounded, you know, like, even though I know the scripture, but grounded, that you're grounded. And it just it excited me to be in collaboration with the other women that I had been, you know, back and forth and connected with on Grounded. And it just inspired me, you know, to go ahead and tell this part of my story. So it just, you know, just, and I love Grounded, you know, I'm there every day. Grounded is my ministry. You know, and I'm there every day. So it just inspired me to, like, you know what, I can do this, just to be able to do it, you know.
Well, and what an inspiration it was. For those of you who don't know, Mama Sue was the oldest author that we had on this project, and a true testament that it is never too late, which is, by the way, your slogan, right? Can you tell us a little about that?
Never too late.
Never too late.
Never too late. You know, who would have thought at this time in my life to, you know, for some to be an author, and my kids, you know, which are not kids, but they my kids, were just so excited when they heard it. They was like, what? Because I didn't tell them anything. And, you know, when I was doing it, I didn't tell them. But my oldest son had always said, Mom, you need to, you know, write your story. You need to write your story. So, but they were excited. And at this time,
we all were. It was quite a moment. Right. Speaking of moments, I surprised you back in January with a billboard, which at that time you were speechless.
You're not going to show that video.
And not able, like, right, like, let's cut to that video. But at that time, you mentioned in that clip that you were speechless. What would you like to say about that moment right now, if anything?
You're right. At that moment, because we were out, we were supposed to go to lunch or something. My mind wasn't even on well, I won't say it wasn't on grounded, but it wasn't on any particular thing at that time except where we were going to eat. And you kept saying, look over there. And I'm like, look over there, where? And when I looked and I didn't, and I kept looking, and then when I saw it, and you know, I'm gonna tell you the truth. It's hard to have me speechless, because you know, I can go for hours. I can go, I mean, and when I looked up, I was just like at a loss for words. The excitement, the rush when I finally settled, it was just, you know, I wanted to just get out and just look at it and stand there in awe. I was just so excited. I was speechless, you know, and I cried. You know, that's one of my, you know, I was speechless.
Amen. It was beautiful.
And exciting, you know, and just to look up there and see my picture up there on a billboard, you know, I mean, and all the other ladies, you know, too, I was excited for them because I know, you know, they got their own journey. And, but I was just excited about it, you know, so I was speechless, and it's hard to get me speechless.
Amen. It was quite a moment. Now, so in the book, Defining Moments, you blessed us with the introduction for the book in which you speak candidly on, I guess, a major part of your life for the past couple of years. Can you tell us a little about that without giving your whole story away?
Right. Yeah, the last couple of years of my life has just been in me trying to heal and get back to myself, get back to me. And I'm gonna tell you that being in rehab did something to me. I'm telling you, you know, being away from my family, even though they visited my friends, even though they visited, it was not the same, you know, like, and it did something inside me, but it also helped me because I feel like that I've recovered, I've healed, and I came back stronger. Definitely. I think it made me stronger, you know. I'm a better person. We can all be better. I'm a better person because of that. You know, I just believe that. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I definitely, you know, your story in the book is very inspiring. And so for anybody that's looking for the same level of inspiration of what Mama Sue just outlined here and sharing even that small piece of the story, make sure that you go out and check that out, because it is inspiring indeed. The next thing that I wanted to ask you about is, you know, what advice could you give to another person, old or young, who has been struggling with whether or not they should tell their story, not tell their story, want to write or want to get published? What would you say to that?
Well, first of all, you know, sometimes people, they want to tell their story, but there's parts of their story that they're not willing to share yet.
Yes.
You know, there's some things of my whole story that I don't think I'm ready to share yet. So, but I say, you know, write your story, you know, get your thoughts together. If it's something you've been really wanting to do, sit down and figure out what you want to tell. And maybe those parts that you don't want to tell, you need to tell. It will help someone. It will help someone.
Amen.
You know, also be ready. Be ready spiritually to tell your story. But another part that we don't want to think about sometimes, be ready financially. It's not going to be, you know, if I may talk on that.
Please.
Okay. Yeah. Be ready financially, because it's nothing comes to you like free. And if it's free, it's not worth it. That's
Amen.
What I feel.
So thank you for that. Because I think that sometimes, you know, particularly here in Grounded, because we are a ministry,
right?
Because we have these projects where we, you know, part of our ministry is promoting first-time authors and women authors, that there is a tendency to assume that there's no cost associated with this. But obviously, there's a cost associated to run this podcast. Right. There's a cost associated with publishing women, and there was a cost associated with publishing these books. So I appreciate you you coming that and definitely be prepared, because you're right, there is some and the amount of work. So let's talk about the financial aspect of it. The amount of work, I don't think that when people pick up a book that they realize the amount of work that went into the editing of the chapters and the the rework and the writing and things of that. So thank you again for definitely commenting on that. The next question I had was, can you tell us about any upcoming events or anything that you have planned in the near future?
Yes, I have events. For the book, I have my book signing, and I had to keep moving it around. And the date that I really wanted was March 30th. And then it was Easter weekend. Okay. So then I had to move it, again. I had to move it again. But I'm excited about that. And I had to keep purchasing books because people were buying them. So now I'm like stockpiling for that day. Be it great or be it small, so that I can have some books here to sign and give to people. So my books started going really fast. So, I won't say, yes, I will. I was surprised. I knew that, people were going to buy some books from Mama Sue, but it was like amazing. I'm like, every day. And so that's a project, right now that I'm concentrating on. Even with a book signing, that to me, even though I don't have to spend money on it, I want it to be nice. If I, if you're gonna do a book signing, do it nice, have a few giveaways, little things to give to people. That's money right there. But they're taking their time to come to your book signing or to buy your book and to give them a little gift. I don't think it's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely. You've been planning this book signing even before you tangibly it's definitely a lot of thought and effort that has gone into your book signing. So I can definitely appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. If people are taking the time to come out, spend their money, support you, that's the least that you could do. So I guess to sum up the interview, what is one of your most favorite parts of this entire experience in terms of whether it was the process of writing the book and the excitement we had when we first got published and the first time? What was it like the first time you held that book in your hand?
When I have that, to me, that was everything. Yeah, the billboard came after, what I'm saying?
Yes.
But when I got that book in my hand and looked at it, and I saw my picture, on the cover, and that's another thing I'm going to say. It wasn't so much of having my picture on the cover, just knowing that I was a published author and holding that book. It's okay, talking about it and you see it, a picture of it. But when you get it in your hand and you realize this is real, this is real. And that was truly an exciting time for me. Exciting.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Author Sue Michael Carter. And then the last thing I would want to say is there anything that you would like to say to your fellow authors on this project?
Right. Yeah, which is pretty much what I've been saying, and I'm proud of each and every one of you. I know it's an exciting time in your life too. And I'm going to say to you, go with it. Go with the flow of it, promote yourself. Listen, put something on Facebook. You don't have to do it every day, bombard people. Put something out there. Let people know you're proud. You're proud of yourself. You did this. I'm proud of you, and just, do a book signing. Like I did, I'm doing mine here in my home, because it's more comfortable for me. And, but just do it, do a book signing. I think it will really, really make you feel good, lift your spirits or whatever, if you just do a book signing, put effort in.
Amen. Well, you have definitely inspired us with your participation in this project, as well as even with this interview. And I think a lot of women, people in general, are going to be blessed by that. So with that being said, we want to thank Mama Sue for coming out and sharing just her wisdom and just her kind words and encouragement and about her experience on this project. And for anyone who hasn't already picked up a copy of Defining Moments, it is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. If you are looking to be inspired, make sure you go out and you get a copy of this book. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Thank you
so much, Mama Sue.
Thank you so much.
To share your story or to learn more about how you can become an affiliate of Grounded and possibly be featured in an upcoming interview or podcast, visit groundedjeremiah2911.com.